All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We expected to be joined by Dr. Jody Smith here momentarily for the injury report. We'll talk a little football injury as well as basketball, but just a very interesting game down there. And Frank, any additional comments on the disappointing loss down there?
The only real thing was I saw some grabbing by the Tech defensive backs. No flags anywhere. I saw two late hits out of bounds that would have been a flag anywhere but Blacksburg.
But that last play, looked on that interception at the kid, the defensive back from Tech.
Exum.
That he grabbed the receiver's shirt to give him leverage to cut in front.
It's unbelievable that was not called. What was worse is that when the receiver ran upfield, I think it was Tim Smith, before he even made his cut, Exum just sat down on him and grabbed him. That's a flag right there because you can't have contact up the field. You've got to let that receiver run his route.
So, the old line is still true. It's not a penalty if they don't call it.
That's exactly right. And we won't even get into the chop blocks and all the other stuff that Tech always complains about Georgia Tech utilizing against them. Well, I saw an example when Braithwaite got chop blocked, and that was a dirty play by the left guard for Virginia Tech. I don't know his name. We're going to look him up, and we're going to out that guy because that was a malicious, deliberate chop block designed to injure Braithwaite. It was nothing else.
Speaking of injuries, I think we have Dr. Smith on the line.
Jody, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going? How are y'all today?
Frank was so wound up, he almost forgot about you.
I didn't forget about you. Jody, my understanding is that Chris Braithwaite, defensive tackle, Brandon Phelps, safety, and Phil Sims all had x-rays yesterday. Have you heard any news on the outcome of those examinations?
I have heard. I have not, unfortunately. The only thing anyone wants to talk about is the Big Ten. But looking at the injuries, the Sims had a classic injury where he followed through and hit his hand on someone's helmet. The concern about that is, breaking a bone in the hand. And he didn't come back in after that. So I have to assume that whatever he did was pretty significant. And my gut would be probably if he didn't break it, he sprained his finger pretty good. Braithwaite and Phelps both got cut, as you said. Braithwaite got cut twice. And the second time he went out and didn't come back in. The fact that the second one was the fact that the first one didn't get him, the second one didn't seem to be as bad, but probably he has a knee sprain. Phelps has looked more severe. He got hit square in the front of his knee, and that's a tough place to get hit. He did have a flex knee, and so hopefully it's more of a contusion than a ligament injury. And then depending on what it was, obviously it's just kind of speculation. But I would worry more about Phelps than Braithwaite.
Good news was that Maurice Kennedy was able to play on Saturday, and he played very well, I thought. And I think Virginia's defense has played very well since he was inserted in the starting lineup. I mean, the only game he hasn't started in the last four was against Carolina, and that was due to a mild concussion. But Shouts got to play. Brent Urban got sort of rolled by his own teammate, Eli Harold, but he seemed to come back. Morgan Moses played, even though he hurt his leg against Carolina. Hopefully there's no news about that. I'm hoping he's okay. Have you heard anything different?
No, I've not. And again, as you said, both Braithwaite and Urban came back and played again afterward. And that doesn't always mean they're not hurt. A lot of times the adrenaline gets in their system, they feel pretty good, and then after the game they realize they were hurt more. And we've certainly seen guys who come back and played and then missed the next game. Obviously, unfortunately, not a concern presently. Only other thing I would add would be that it does look like Jontel Evans is set to play some significant minutes on Wednesday.
Good.
In the basketball game against Wisconsin. Now, I think certainly since he hasn't played in a while, conditioning will be a factor. But it does sound like, I'm not sure he's going to start or he's just going to play significant minutes, but he should get some playing.
Speaking of basketball, and we're visiting with Dr. Jody Smith, have you heard anything further on Malcolm Brogdon?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it doesn't sound good what I have heard. And, again, we talked this in May, and I was concerned. And it's one of those things where the fact that he's not back yet is a worry. I've heard mixed stories. I've heard by some people that it was still the same injury. And then someone else said that he's now developed some Achilles issues that developed from his immobilization, and that's something else. But I don't know what the truth is, but I would be surprised based on his present status if he's back before the beginning of the ACC season. And I think there's concern about him playing this year, and that, you know, there's definitely been redshirt talk that's been thrown around.
Probably makes more sense at this point. If he can't practice, can't jump, he might as well redshirt. Well, Jody, we have certainly appreciated all your good feedback this year, and we thank you once again for a fantastic football season. Please thank all your colleagues at Ortho Virginia, and we'll be talking to you down the line as we gather more information in future shows, okay?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. That was Dr. Jody Smith. We are going to go to break. When we return, we'll have none other than Corey Alexander, who is one of the best point guards in the ACC and played some for a few years in the NBA. Talk to you in a few minutes.